We are blessed here in the Archdiocese of Portland to have so many great options and availabilities for educating our young people. From our diocesan Catholic schools, they move right on into wonderful high schools. There's even Catholic hybrid systems as well that children are going to. Now, down south in the Willamette Valley, well, kids are heading to Chesterton Academy, and joining us today to let us know what is going on, it is their headmaster, Nick Plato, also joined by their new development director, Joe Rice. Nick, Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Blend.
Oh, thanks for having us. Good morning to you, Brenda. Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's always great to check in and see what our Catholic schools are doing, but you've got such a great model down there at Chesterton Academy. Just kind of fill us in on what's been going on lately and how your school year is off this year.
Oh, thanks so much. Always off with a bang. We started the year 60 students. We're, again, one of 80 schools around the network. We had a lot of staff come off the Chesterton Network conference in the summer, which was really fun. So our Silver Creek hike, our Spirit Week, our first open house, all that's, you know, checked off the boxes, and we're kind of moving forward. But it's been a great year so far. Great group of freshmen. I'm really excited for the year to come.
Nick, I think that maybe when we started talking with you and in previous years as you were getting this school off the ground, I mean, numbers continue to grow. How is your student population looking this year?
It looks really good. You know, we look to grow into the future as we continue at this place. And we're, you know, so thankful to be here at this building on this campus. You know, we're on the historic Benedictine Sisters campus, and we have new partners with Catholic Community Services who bought the property. And we just a very good relationship with them, and also the youth center on campus. So we're just so grateful to be here. Many parents, you know, love this place filled with beauty, nature, and of course, the great Benedictine tradition, not only of the sisters, but in the shadow of the Abbey up on the hill. So we love it, and we just expect to continue to grow in the years to come.
Oh, absolutely. And again, to be able to be part of such a great community, as you said, that historic area, and then to be so close to the monks there at Mount Angel, it's a perfect place that young people are learning.
Yes.
If you are just tuning in, Nick Plato is the headmaster of the Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley. Also joining us today is Joe Rice, your new development director. Good morning, Joe. Introduce yourself to us and a little bit about what you're going to be doing with Chesterton this year.
Good morning. Yeah, well, like you said, my name is Joseph Rice. I'm new here to the Willamette Valley. I moved here from Kansas back in June with my wife, and we just welcomed our first daughter, Nora Rose. So it's been an excellent summer here in Oregon, getting to know the area, getting to know the community. It's just been a wonderful welcome. And at Chesterton, too, getting to the students has been great. We've got a lot of excellent young men and women here. And I'm really excited this year to keep helping the school fundraise and get to where we need to go, but also to make big plans for the future, for how to grow in the future, how to get more students, how to improve the grounds and the building we're on. So
I have to interject just to tell you a little something you might find amusing, Brenda.
Yes.
And audiences. We went to Silver Creek Falls hike, and I have Joe, you know, he's a young man. He's 27 years old. Loving having him this year. It's been great. He's also teaching a class, a Latin class, and then an English class. And when we went out to Silver Creek, we have a tug-of-war contest, and him and another teacher were setting up the rope, and they're both 27 years old, these two, you know, staff members. And they were setting up, and they kind of realized, hey, we're on opposite ends, and hey, they started pulling. And then soon it was just Mr. Rice versus Mr. Edmonds. And it was probably the funnest thing that day for me, is to watch these two young men on the staff tug of war. Joe did come out on top.
Okay.
But he let you know on that. But yeah, it's been great. So imagine those two young men having such enthusiasm for, you know, the game, but also for the school. So it's really great.
Oh, I absolutely, Nick, can see a kind of honorary trophy that's going back and forth, maybe through the years, seeing who's going to, you know, take home the championship tug of war there for Chesterton Academy. That is fantastic. Well, just let us know again, remind our listeners about your school again, because this is just such a great model, Chesterton Academy, about the way that kids are learning. Of course, their education, but more importantly, how they were made for heaven. How has our Catholic faith worked into all of the different courses throughout the year?
Oh, man, it's a great question, my favorite question of all time, because I truly believe that this model of education is what our culture needs. It's what young people need. It's really a focus on what is good, true, and beautiful, but not just to have answers for a test or to do well, even for college, but is to make them their hearts bigger so that we love and desire the good, the true, and the beautiful more. And so we have a focus on the beauty and the arts of our school. We have drama, we have music, we have philosophy, we have theology. So there's a lot of contemplation of those great ideas. And so that classical vision is really a unique niche that we offer that we are proud of. And we just had our open house and, you know, the parents, the students, the staff share. And honestly, it's just so compelling just to listen to them, even as a headmaster, just to listen to them and how they're experiencing it. And one mom, for example, she has 12 children and she gave a little testimony and she said, you know, I have 12 children. I've sent them to many different kinds of school and homeschooled. And I just ended up here and I'm just so thankful. I love it so much. My daughter's doing so well. I'd recommend it to anybody because of the Catholic atmosphere is just right on. That's the best in her view. And so I just think the Catholic and the classical go together so well. And I think that's really the distinguishing mark of our school.
Nick, that ever-present educator that walk the halls with your students is Jesus Christ himself. But the namesake, G.K. Chesterton, why after him that this model of education for high schoolers is working?
Sure. Well, as you know, G.K.C., as we call it around here, G.K. Chesterton, was a very joyful man. He was very funny, had a great sense of humor, and he was in the modern world. He wrote to the modern world and the problems of the modern world, materialism, skepticism, cynicism. And he knew a lot of atheists that actually liked him, and he liked them, and he had a good relationship. But he was able to contend for the truth, to be a true apologist for the Catholic Church. And because he was able to do that, he did it in a way that I want students to do it, to be proud of being a Catholic and to be confident in being a Christian, and that, as the scriptures say, give us the power and love and self-discipline to proclaim the gospel. And he did, with joy. So we have a statement, joyful Catholic. That phrase, that idea is embodied in G.K. Chesterton himself, and we want to embody that in our staff, in our community, and in our students. So that's really, to me, the mark of why G.K. Chesterton is the model and the patron for our school.
Nick Plato is the headmaster at Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley, also joined this morning by Joe Rice, the new development director, telling us everything that is wonderful and happening this year at the Chesterton Academy. Nick, Joe, there is more I want to talk to you about, especially some upcoming events for the year. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Sure, no problem.
And I'm back this morning, joined by Nick Plato, the headmaster at Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley. Also with us this morning is Joe Rice, the new development director and faculty person there at the school. Nick, Joe, thanks so much for staying with me today.
Sure. Our pleasure.
Joe, in our first half hour, we learned that you have a love of competitive sports, particularly tug of war, but also that you're new to the Pacific Northwest, coming from Kansas, quite a bit different. So far, what have been your impressions, not only of the area, the beautiful Pacific Northwest where we are, but what you're experiencing there at Chesterton as a new faculty member and development director?
Yeah, I think my first impression of the Willamette Valley was actually back in May when I was out here looking for an apartment. And what struck me and my wife more than anything is how lush it was everywhere. It was still raining almost every day, but there were sunny breaks and there were flowers blooming everywhere. The trees were beautiful. The fields were beautiful. And we were just struck by the incredible bounty that's here. And I think that impression has continued not just in the environment around us, but also in the school and in the community, just seeing how much God has blessed this community, seeing all the fruits, the bounty that's here, all the goodness that he's brought to the community.
Nick, as one of the models for Chesterton, is that the funds that you raise every year actually are set aside for the upcoming year so that way you know how to build and plan well ahead of time. And one of the ways that you do that is through your gala event. It's coming up November 15th. Let us know a little bit about what you're expecting.
Sure. I'm going to let Joe hit that one because he's really doing a great job with all of our events. It's one of his key responsibilities is all the fundraising and events. And so he's intricately involved with the gala planning. Of course, I am too, but he's gonna talk about that.
Absolutely. Joe, let us know what's going to happen at this year's Chesterton Gala.
Yeah, well, this year we're excited to announce that we've got Professor John Walker coming. He's a G.K. Chesterton impersonator, and he does an excellent job. He's hilarious. He's quick on his feet, and he's going to be in character and giving a little talk at the gala. We've also got a wonderful dinner served by students, and our gala is unique in that we really focus on showcasing our students. So we're going to have one giving a testimony, they sing in pastures, there have been other things, poetry or scenes from plays, dances. And so we just really like to focus on the students, on their education, and showing what we're doing rather than just telling people about it.
Nick Plato is the headmaster at Chesterton Academy. He's joining us this morning along with their new development director, Joe Rice. For both of you, I'd love to hear your thoughts as well, because, you know, me growing up, there were 300 students in my class alone. And we look at the other Catholic schools around here, too, that parents might think that there were more opportunities at one of maybe the larger schools. Share with us a little bit, both of you, about how student life is lived there at Chesterton Academy and all of the various both core classes that they are taking and all of the extracurricular opportunities that are available at your school.
The class that we offer really form the person as a whole. We seek to form the core of the person with theology classes, philosophy. All our students take art classes and drama classes. They all put on plays. Everyone really becomes a well-rounded person who can think well, perform well, speak well. And anyone who comes to any of our events with our students says that parents are always amazed by how well-spoken our students are and how friendly they are and the type of the character that they have. And so I think that is kind of what distinguishes us in a lot of ways. And also the smaller class size, I also think is an advantage, because while you might not have 300 people in your class, the teachers all know the names of every student, and they know every student personally. We can play chess, we can play hockey, we can play frisbee with all the students. We know who each other are, and there's a much deeper sense of community there.
Nick, we've talked about many of the programs and classes and opportunities for students. Going to your webpage, though, I believe we have never had an opportunity to talk about the houses of Chesterton Academy. This is fabulous. Yeah. And each one really bringing forward an opportunity for kids to take ownership of leadership of their education. Tell us about the different houses.
Sure. No, we love the house system. So what happens is at the beginning of every year, new students are sorted into houses, kind of like if you know the story of Harry Potter, sort of like that.
Sounds a bit like it.
Yeah, we didn't get houses from Harry Potter. That's a medieval tradition going way back in England. And the idea of houses is to divide students up into groups that are not based on their age or their grade. And when we do that, it creates a kind of closer community and a camaraderie that challenge them to get outside of themselves. And we do competitions throughout the year. So we have academic competitions, we have athletic competitions, we have spirit competitions. I'll give you an example. So at the beginning of the year at Silver Creek, we had those tug of wars I was telling about where Mr. Rice and Mr. Edmonds, but we had houses. So Athanasius versus Ambrose, and we do tug of war. And then the winners play kind of like brackets. And then we have dodgeball, or we have in Winter Olympics, in the middle of the winter, we do things in the hallways that are fun. We have, you know, tongue twister competitions, you know, a lot of different activities. And then even in class, we award points or merits or stones. And so all year, students are competing to win the House Cup. And the House Cup is something that's very treasured at the end of the year. There's a special ceremony that we do in awarding that House Cup. And we talk about Alfred the Great and the Ballad of the White Horse. We read some lines from that. So a lot of tradition in the house system. So not only are students involved, teachers are involved, and also families. So actually, when you're incorporated into the house system as a freshman, your entire family is, if it's the first kid. And so families are involved in competitions, and they also help in volunteering opportunities. The way we organize events and help is through the houses. So it's really a core cultural component to our school. Which is different than classes and kind of mix people up to have more of a camaraderie together. I think that's kind of an overview.
I love it. Again, named after our wonderful saints, our friends that walk with us throughout life. Yes. And not only will they inspire the students, boy, they inspire faculty, family, and boy, maybe a student coming up behind the current one. Well, they're ready to join in as well.
A lot of competition there, a lot of spirit. We have to every now and then tamper the spirit down. It's fun though. But you mentioned that the doctors of the church, they're named after. I don't know if our audience knows that, but it's Ambrose and Augustine, who are Western houses. And then the Eastern houses would be St. John Chrysostom and St. Athanasius. And so there's a lot of spirituality involved in the houses as well.
And of course, a tradition in our Catholic faith that is 2,000 years old. Boy, all of the ideas come from the Catholic faith, not from the big screen. And it's great to see it lived there at Chesterton Academy. Nick, you had mentioned that recently you had an open house for some people who went, well, this sounds great. I missed the open house. How can they find out more information about getting a tour and knowing more about what you're offering there at Chesterton?
Sure. Thanks, Brenda, for saying that. Well, always can go to our website, which is ChestertonWV.com. So it's WV for Willamette Valley. So ChestertonWV.com. That has all of our events. You can see what we're about, our board, our faculty, our academic vision, you know, what we do with our agrarian vision and all of that, which has been a wonderful thing this year so far. And lots of things to say always, Brenda, but not enough time. But yeah, just check it out. Feel free to come by. Feel free to give me a call. Yeah, we just love seeing people and just showing people who we are, just welcoming them into our community. And I do want to say one thing. People are welcome to come on Wednesdays. We have a chapel this year. We have a chapel that works. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And Jesus Christ is here every single Wednesday. We have exposition and we end the day with benediction and there's adoration throughout the day. And to me, it's a total game changer. So to me, having parents, benefactors, local Catholics come here to adore our Lord in before the Blessed Sacrament has been an epoch-changing event. So I'm very, very grateful. And you, of course, would be invited to come down anytime, Brenda.
Oh, I'd love to be there and see what is going on there. Nick and Joe, thank you so much for being with us and keeping us up to date on everything going on there at Chesterton. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us. Can't wait to talk to you again soon.
And school is well underway at Chesterton Academy. Now, if you want to find out more information, maybe about those houses of Chesterton, and especially at the upcoming gala event, I will be sure to add the link that will get you right to their webpage. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.